Welcome to the Angus Life Podcast. I'm your host, Tina Zukowski, Director of Communications with the Canadian Angus Association.
This is the fifth episode of our Angus Life Podcast, and we're calling this one the Angus Central episode. Joining me today are CEO Miles Imaker, Canadian Angus Association Board President Ronnie Ford, and our Finance Committee Chair Roger Reynolds. We're going to talk about our building. Miles, why don't you provide some history and overview about Angus Central?
Thanks, Tina. This has obviously been a long-going hot topic here for our members, probably from the day when Angus Central was built from both sides of it there. I think a lot of members appreciate the home that we have, but also understand that there is a financial burden to it. We're going to take some time today to talk a little bit about Angus Central, what has transpired over the history of the last couple of decades and where we are today. It is a home that we're very proud of, one that I have the pleasure of coming to work every day at. It is our place of business. We are able to showcase our history here. It's a great first impression for your national visitors when they do come visit Angus Central. I think the idea of the office ownership, if we go back in history, and obviously some of this will predate me, goes back around 2000 when it was first initially discussed that the Canadian Angus membership should own a building. I don't think it gained a lot of traction initially, but then in 2011, the board at that time passed a motion to invest in land and built an office building here in the Balzac region. At the time, this area was mostly vacant farmland. But today, if you had the opportunity to visit the office, it looks very much different, you know, very heavily densely populated by large industry warehouses around us. The board at that time, I think, had the great foresight and change in the way we looked at our operational components of our business and certainly made a very significant long-term investment, moving away from high costly rent and leases that existed at that time to more in the ownership model that made sense with the information that board had at that time. We're in a position today to look at a number of different options due to that foresight. It puts us in the driver's seat of whatever decision we feel we need to go forward with, you know, that makes the best business sense for the organization. And certainly since 2011, I think a lot of things have changed. And I think back then, there was obviously no way of predicting what things would look like here in the year 2025, coming up here in a few months. I mean, I think things obviously are different in terms of how we look at it and how we use the office building and what makes business sense to us today. So some of the things that probably have changed since 2011, I always hate putting blame on COVID, but it certainly accelerated a lot of changes that were probably happening within the industry in terms of what is that work-life balance and how we work from home or the opportunities for us to be able to work more independently than maybe we've had in the past. You know, in the past, I think we always thought that we had to be within the four walls. That's maybe not exactly the case going forward. And it's opened up a lot of flexibility in terms of where we find the right people to help manage and run this organization. Technology has changed significantly over the last 10 years. I just actually was the other day looking at our boardroom, which in 2011, we had the high-tech software and the screens put in. It's probably a very archaic boardroom compared to what some of them are there today. And that's just how fast technology has begun to change. And the platforms such as Zoom has really changed the way we can operate as an organization. We've had the opportunity to look at efficiencies in the office and future efficiencies in terms of how do we do our job more efficiently than we have in the past. And technology has allowed us to do that. And it's going to even help us do that even greater in the future. Commercial real estate has really changed over the last decade in terms of the cost of lease and rent has really come down since that time. And certainly things go in cycle. But today, I mean, some of those factors are different. You know, how we use our space is very much different than probably how they envisioned back in 2011 or 2012 when they looked at this office in terms of what we need to do our day-to-day business.
That's how we got to the point we're at today. A couple of years ago, it was announced that the board was exploring the market opportunities for Angus Central, and essentially we listed the building for sale. Can you elaborate on how that decision was made and explain why that decision was made?
Yeah, I can start. My time here at the CAA, you know, certainly it's been a topic that has always come forward. With every new board member that's come on, as they look at our financial statements and they look, how do we invest money, our operational costs? One thing that always does stand out is the cost to obviously run this building. And does that make sense? And it's always been a question that we've explored. You know, I think this conversation has continued to be brought forward. And certainly it's something I think we, you know, got to do our due diligence to ensure that we always look at how are we using our members' dollars most effectively. I think one of the things we can always touch on is what is our current debt? And that's probably our greatest risk as an organization. I think we're in great times right now. We've had five really good, strong financial years. And I think some of these decisions and exploration should happen when you're not forced to make those decisions. You're doing them for the right reasons because they make the best business sense going forward. And I think with it being in a good financial situation over the last 4 or 5 years, it's opened up the opportunity for us. How can we even do better? How can we have better efficiencies than we do in our operation? So just for some numbers, we still have $2.1 million remaining on a mortgage. We obviously pay interest on that. We have an asset that is not appreciating. The land that we sit on appreciates, but the building does depreciate. And so I think that maybe changes our outlook as a, you know, organization. If we did have a downturn in the market, how does that affect our operations and cash and some of those things, which certainly is a concern.
Okay, I'll step in there, Miles. I come on in 2020 and we did start talking in 2022 about the building and what to do with it. You know, we discussed it around the table a lot and we had a mortgage renewal coming up around that time and interest rates were quite a bit higher and we knew what our debt was going to be. And we had really no idea what interest rates were going to look like long term. So that got the board really thinking, what do we do with the building? Where do we go with that? We are in great times right now in the beef industry and Angus Central is doing quite well. It's not all about paying the debt on the building either. We're supposed to be working for our members and investing in the future. We don't want to be spending every dollar to pay on debt. And that was one of the biggest concerns going around the table on the board was the future of Angus Central and with the debt that the building was holding. And, you know, we talked to different members also. They were leaving the board as the decision makers on this for the future. And we talked to as many as we could on it, get as much feedback from them as we could, both pros and cons of it. I think it's been good.
One thing I'll add to that further to Ronnie there is I don't think any of us at our board table maybe are experts in the investment world. I think we all have a great handle on the financial numbers that we are looking at. So we did contract some outside services to help provide some guidance to that. And so we did contract, as we went through this exercise, Investors Group were really independent of the entire situation. We sat down with them and provided some basic numbers. So here's our revenue as an organization. Here's our expenses. Here's investment that we have in our building, et cetera. Here's our mandate and our vision and our obligation to our membership to give us a bit of an outlook in terms of what we should be doing. How can we do things better? It was some great information that came from them. And first thing they asked is, well, how do we use our building? Like, does it create productivity? And do you create more revenue out of that? And obviously the answer is, well, no, it doesn't. We could do our job day to day in a smaller footprint. And I guess their concern as they look at our numbers is the average markets were increasing on annual basis, you know, showcasing returns of 10 and 15%, where we had an asset that was not showcasing any return. And actually it was like appreciating value. And of course, and we're also borrowing money on that to have a decreasing value on that side of it there. And at the same time, we did have three independent valuations from realtors in the commercial real estate to really understand what is the value of our building, our asset on. All three of them came back at a much lower figure than what we had hoped our property or footprint would be worth today. Our property decreases or depreciates about 2% on an annual basis. But even those numbers reflected it on that side of it there. And so that was probably a concern to know that 10 years, 15 years down the road, well, this is not going to be a $10 million building. It's obviously decreasing by a certain percentage per year. And, you know, there is other opportunities as provided by Investors Group at that time that we could probably showcase better value for our members and investments that we continue to make. So I think that helped influence that conversation at that 2023 board meeting when we did discuss that as well.
I could jump in and just reiterate some of those points. I think the main things that we looked at as a board when we were talking about the building was the mortgage that we had, obviously, large costs for our maintenance, operation, utilities, landscaping, all of those costs were significant dollars and all at the time were increasing costs. So it was putting us in a position where we felt we certainly aren't running as efficiently as we should be. And maybe we could look at marketing the building. Like Miles said, we maybe came up with a value that was a little bit unrealistic at first, but once we looked at all of the considerations within some of the things like zoning issues and buildings that could be adapted to the market, maybe some of those things weren't quite there that we felt they might be. So once we had a decent value and we felt that was an effective value, then we thought it was certainly maybe time to go ahead and put it on the market. I think the one thing that came from our board right from the start is we aren't opposed to owning a building. You know, in the future, still like to look at that as part of our program going forward. But I think it's time that we look maybe at something a little more efficient.
I think that led into our board discussion at the 20 January 2023 board meeting, where a lot of these factors did play in. And the board at that time passed a motion for us to hire a real estate agent to be able to explore what that valuation is. And then through that process, I did contact three different companies that were specialists in that area. All of them, as I said earlier, came with a number that they felt that we should be marketing at much lower than what we anticipated on. And actually, two of the three declined to provide services because we wanted a much higher value that they just said it was not going to be worth their time to be able to do it. It will not sell at that price is what basically they told us. But the third company, we contracted Avsing Young, were willing to go down that road with us to be able to explore at what we felt was the right value that we would needed to justify us looking at a new location or exploring that. We announced this at the June 2023 AGM that took place in Saskatoon that we would explore that. And that's when the signs on the building went up. At the same time, we did a bit of a member survey. We wanted to understand what did the members want us to do. And so we did put a survey out to the members asking basically three questions. Do you prefer the building as we have it as an investment? Do you prefer if we sold it under the purchase of another building that was maybe right for us at the time, or the sell of the building at the right value and going to the lease? And at that time, about 2/3 of our members felt we should have explored the sell of our buildings. We wanted to listen to our members. Of that 2/3, about 1/3 of those members felt a lease was a better option going forward. And about 2/3 of them felt that still owning a building or an asset was probably still the way to go there. And so that helped guide us in some of that. Certainly, as we got into, putting the building up for sale and exploring it, there was a lot of learning things, too. Some challenges we ran into. One of the big ones was our zoning. We had a number of prospective buyers that when they looked at the building and they looked at what they wanted to do with it, they couldn't. Bylaws in the area restrict any more buildings going on or what type of company could buy this building and be able to use it. We certainly met with Rocky View County to see how we could amend that, which was going to be a very significant process. Other groups ran into challenges of, they like the building, but potentially they wanted a second story. And due to the construction design, that was not going to be possible. They ran into a number of different issues there that really made it more limiting to who could look at this building. This spring in June, we were on the market for 16 months. We never did get an offer that was really in the right price range that we felt that we needed. And we made the decision. We had staff that had to come to the office every day and look at the signs that we wanted to make sure that they knew that we were going to be here long term. And so we made the decision in June to take the signs down. Not list the building anymore for sale, even though we're going to be open-minded to any opportunities that come forward.
What has happened since June that we're having this conversation today?
As I said, we announced when we took the building off the market that we are always going to be open-minded to any business opportunities that come forward. And certainly things were quiet for quite some time, but we had an interesting connection this fall. We had a private investor group that have approached us that expressed interest in the building. Would we still consider it for sale? I think our feedback at that time was that we did have a number for us to go back to the board table. It would probably have to be in that number for us to even have that conversation. They came back prior to our November board meeting saying that they wouldn't be willing to meet a price. Would we consider exploring that? And so we obviously had a lot of discussion on November 6th at our board meetings that took place in Edmonton. Certainly looked at the pros and cons. And at that time, the board passed a motion that offices buyers willing to pay the price that we really needed for us to go forward, that we would continue engagement with them with some of the conditions that we would like to see within that to see if they would accept the conditions. And so following a few weeks of negotiations, they submitted a formal purchase offer that included all the conditions that we asked for at the price that we asked for. And then this was presented to the Canadian Angus Board of Directors on December 2nd for final approval. And I guess I can turn it over to Ronnie, our president, in terms of some of the thoughts that the board had when this offer was presented and what the direction we want to go there.
Thanks, Miles. The board had a lot of discussion on it, and we feel it was the right decision to make and look for another building down the road. We are able to stay where we are for another 12 months, and that can be extended if we so want to. I think it's a great move myself by looking at the financial statements, and kind of gives us some flexibility now to look for something that's more suited for us now. A lot of the building is not used. There's a lot of vacant offices and space in the building. So I look at that as kind of a waste. And I think we can utilize space better with another building. And we can look for something that is better suited for us. We can invest back into the membership now and do some things instead of just paying for maintenance costs and your regular utilities expenses with it. We can be debt free. That's a huge thing for the association to have, is no debt. It changes everything for us with our budgets moving forward. With what we can do, it's just a big, big change. And to have a building paid for, just a huge thing for the association to say that we are debt free. And Miles and I have talked a lot about this when we were at the Agribition. this changes our whole future for Canadian Angus, and tried to give some back to the investments with our members and just get involved in some different programs. We'll discuss this in January at our next set of board meetings. We're doing board meetings on the 29th and 30th in January in Calgary. And this will be discussion around the table again, too, is, okay, what do we look at going forward? We've got some ideas that we're thinking about. And, you know, Miles is going to kind of put it out to the board to come to our January meetings with some strategic ideas, some strategies moving forward. We don't want to have to stay in the times where we have to increase fees. That's not what we wanted, because there are core priorities like your registrations, your transfers, your memberships. We don't want to have to keep adjusting those fees in order to keep Canadian Angus profitable. It's changed things for us now, and we have a different looking future moving forward.
I believe that's exactly where we were at when we decided to accept this offer. Well, look at the number side of things, since that's the chair I'm sitting in. The finances just make so much sense to eliminate a mortgage. It's still over $2 million. That mortgage would have cost us well over $3 million if we would have paid it out over the next number of years. So by accepting the price that we feel meets the value of the building, allows us to carry on, purchase a building that will be more suited to our needs. And in the meantime, we have the opportunity with a lease to carry forward here until we can find something that does suit our needs. I don't know if we could have asked for much better of a drawing than this one that's come forward. Nothing against realtors, but this saves us a pretty substantial dollar that we don't have to pay in commission. So everything just seemed to fall right in place, and I look forward to us going ahead and starting our future in a new location.
This is going to be a big change for all of us, members and staff. Miles, how is this going to change things from an operational perspective?
It changes things substantially. As a nonprofit, we always look to keep our head out of water. And obviously, our revenue was there to cover our overhead costs, but really limited us in terms of what we can look at outside the box in terms of member programming and value and that. And I think we always hear from our members, why are you not doing this or this? You know, that's great. And I certainly agree with them that, you know, those are great initiatives, are great ideas. They all come with dollars and money, and there's only so many things we can do. And I think, you know, this obviously changes, you know, our operations substantially just on an annual basis. I'm just in the process of working on budgets right now. It's probably $400,000 annually savings in just operational costs that we don't have to have when it comes down to taxes and some of the overhead maintenance that we have from the landscaping that takes place here every day to our interest on the mortgage, et cetera. So really changes things substantially from an operational standpoint in terms of what we can look at doing here now going back. And I think Roger touched on it, that $2.1 million mortgage was going to cost us about $3.3 million in cash over the next 12 years. Well, that's dollars we can invest back in our members in programming and things that they see that are of value. And I don't think we have all the answers today on what that's going to be. I think what that opens up is now the opportunity for conversation at the board table, knowing what dollars we have available. What can we do with those dollars? How do we create the best ROI for those dollars? You know, bringing those back to the members in programming or opportunities and what that looks like. It changes things drastically from an operational standpoint, really allows us to focus on the future rather than trying just, you know, like say, keep our head above water on a day-to-day basis.
I think Miles hit the nail on the head here. We're very excited going forward. It just changes the whole operation, really. It frees up a lot of financial ability to work more for our members rather than put dollars towards a building. The ownership of a building is important, and we appreciate that, but something that fits our needs is far more efficient and certainly more value for our members.
When Angus Central was built, there's always overrun costs associated with any kind of a building and structure that's being built. But you know, with the situation that we're in now, we can find something within the budget. I think that totally changes us. We have lots of time. We can be looking. I like the idea of not being forced into real estate, that we have the opportunity to find what suits us and within our budget. And I think that's what it's all about. You know, I think it's to find something that suits to us and not just be forced into something.
Ronnie, you make a very good point that we have lots of time. We're sharing this news very early, but still everybody's going to be wondering, what's next? How quickly are things going to change?
I can certainly answer that, Tina. A lot of things have to happen here. Obviously, there's a number of conditions that need to be satisfied, and they've been given a very long period to be able to satisfy those conditions. So over the next 200 days, there's a number of conditions that they'll be going through from the financial satisfaction. The set close date will not be until the mid-2025. And we've obviously mentioned earlier, we've gone into a lease agreement with the new investor to be able to continue to occupy the property at a very, very affordable rate. I think it was one when we looked at it that we wanted to see how long we can get on that deal because it was a very, very good rate. We will hope we'll be able to operate from here for another 18 months beyond that. So we're really not looking until January 2027 when we could be in a new home. Quite a ways away yet. Gives us a lot of time to explore some new locations. We've done a little bit of due diligence as we've gone through this process to understand what is out there to make sure that there is going to be opportunities that will fit what we're looking for. In a very short time frame, we saw a number of interesting places, but we didn't want to jump at anything too quickly to ensure that we saw everything that out there that could fit for us and find that right home, whether it is another purchase, it potentially could be a lease. I think we want to make the best decision possible for the use of our dollars. And yeah, no, I think, you know, there's lots of things to happen for the next 6 months and the next year. I'm going to stay tuned for a lot more information, but this first step allows us to really start exploring what those are. I think the ultimate goal is obviously to be debt-free. I think out of this, we're going to be able to put a little bit of money in the bank and then investments and be able to have some talks about how do we do that. And then there's just the operational savings on a year-to-year basis that is going to be very significantly different than where they are today. So.
This puts us in really an ideal situation. We pay off a mortgage, pay off a building potentially, and move forward without any debt. I think the numbers all make sense going forward, and I'm just very excited about what this will bring.
I hope the membership will be as excited about this as we are. We will put her at the board table to make the decisions on behalf of the membership. And we felt that this was the best decision for Canadian Angus and for our members. And I hope everybody will feel the same way that we do about this, because it is a huge opportunity for us. And to be able to get a price that we were satisfied with, yeah, it was a significant figure we were looking for. And that's why we weren't willing to sell the building. We were going to stay here, and it was suiting our needs, and we were satisfied with it. And they're the ones that came to us, and it surprised, I guess, everybody when this did happen. But everything happens for a reason, and we are very excited for the future of Canadian Angus.
It creates the opportunity for a lot more discussion at the board table over the next 6 months. Hopefully everybody has the opportunity to join us in Winnipeg for our AGM in June. It'll be right about around the time where hopefully if everything goes as planned, the sale of this building will be closed. We have lots of time that we'll have some discussions on that. But I think that'll be a focal point in terms of, you know, be able to share, you know, that financial transaction and what it looks like in terms of what it means for membership dollars. And hopefully at the same time, we will already be well along the way in some new ideas of, you know, investments back in the membership and what that's going to, you know, mean for our members.
Well, this has been exciting discussion. It's always fun to be able to think big picture, sky's the limit. It's been about 14 years that I've been sitting with the board of directors and getting to hear some of the fantastic ideas that you guys come up with. And I look forward to hearing what happens once Angus Central is sold and we move into the future. Our Angus Life podcast is going to take a brief hiatus, and we hope to be back mid-February. So please stay tuned. Make sure you're watching our Angus Life monthly newsletters and your email for future updates from the association. Until next time.